Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center, here to meet your urgent and emergent medical needs, whether they are COVID-19 related or not. Medical emergencies happen when you least expect them. Whether it's a stroke, heart attack, illness, or injury, San Juan Regional Medical Center's caregivers are here to provide care to you and your loved ones. Find out more online at sanjuanregional.com. Minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Tuesday morning, April the 6th, 2021. Good morning, everybody. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM over the air here in San Juan County, 103.3 FM over the air in Durango, Colorado, and of course streaming everywhere from our website, ksje.com. Welcome also to our viewers who are watching this visual radio program. The video is streaming live this morning to the KSJE Facebook page, our YouTube channel, and our Twitter account. So we're glad that you're with us, however you found your way here this morning. Coming up this morning, it is our monthly commitment to CHIC, the Community Health Improvement Council of San Juan County. And my guest this morning is Sue Hodgman. She is the San Juan County Behavioral Health Director, and we'll talk more about that in just a moment here on KSJE. Later on this hour, I'll be talking with Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter at 8:50 a.m. We'll be showing you some of the pets available for adoption this week, including Mikey, who is on the screen right now. Then next hour, Mick Hess will take us roving with the arts. It's our classical music program. And this morning, Mick is playing some great symphonic music from Concertgebouw, that wonderful performing space in Europe. We'll talk more about that, of course, on Roving with the Arts next hour at 9.06 a.m. on KSJE. We invite you, too, to connect with us on other social media like Instagram, in addition to Twitter and YouTube and Facebook. Let's talk about our weather forecast, shall we? Outside right now, sunshine with a temperature of 53 degrees in Farmington at the moment. We're expecting a high today of only 60 degrees after a couple days near 80. It's going to get windy, though. There's a fire weather warning in effect until 8 p.m. tonight. We could see some wind gusts this afternoon, about 45 miles per hour. 60 for a high today, as I mentioned. Overnight, windy with a low of 32. Winds tomorrow continuing with a high of 66 on Wednesday, an overnight low of 35. Warming back up to 72 with sunshine on Thursday, 69 on Friday. Lower 70s for the weekend with lots of sunshine on Saturday and on Sunday. Let me introduce my guest who is here with me this morning. As I mentioned, Sue Hodgman is here, and she is the director of the San Juan County Behavioral Health Services Department, I think. Did I get that mostly right?
It's good to
be. Okay. Welcome. It's good to have you here. And you're here to talk about another kind of innovation with San Juan County. You and Lisa Gomez is working on kind of combining forces, if you will, right, to help residents of the county. And that's the reason that you come here this morning, right?
Let's pretend Lisa's right here with me. And because all the words coming out of my mouth right now are being coached by Lisa.
Gotcha.
So I'm actually talking about her program and what she's building.
Right.
And so
but she's working with you. You're working with her.
We're working together. My department will be within her department. Her department will be the Health and Human Services Department with San Juan County.
Okay.
And so she and Mike Stark came up with this idea that it's time to put more value on the residents of San Juan County's physical health along with their mental health.
Right.
For so long, physical health has been undervalued until something broke or something went bad and we had to go get it fixed. So they're looking at a preventative measure now to increase health options, to increase health opportunities within the county. And so they've created the Health and Human Services Department, Human Services bringing in behavioral health as well.
Which is your area of expertise as well. And we know, talking to you, when you were brought on in this mm-hmm. new position as well, created by grant funding and things yes. along that line to address mm-hmm. behavioral health issues in yes. our county. And so now these are joining forces, if you will, with physical health
yes.
and becoming this new kind of health and human services department.
A whole big thing.
You right.
know, the wholeness of the body, the wholeness
right.
of everything.
Sure.
Because it all needs to go hand in hand. And when we bring physical health into behavioral health, it normalizes. And people will not be so afraid to get mental health services also if they understand it's just part of who you are and your well-being. And so we're keeping it all together.
Right, right. And we've heard a lot about this, of course, this last year. We've heard a lot mm-hmm. about mental health and,
yes.
and the need for mm-hmm. mental health and behavioral health services, which is what you have been working on in San Juan County. And I think mm-hmm. there's been a lot of folks that have reached out to get mental health services because
yes.
of the pandemic, because of lockdowns, because of just how everyone's lives have kind of been disrupted in many, many ways.
Absolutely. A lot of people have called us, come in for connections to mental health services because being in lockdown or being in a different position, having, you know, everything put on emergency or crisis or everything we're going through is really pushing people to their brink. You know, everything has changed, and so people are trying to figure out a different way to deal, and we don't always have the skills. And so a lot of people have reached out to get connected to mental health services. You know, there's been a lot of increase with substance abuse because that's been the national go-to. You know, I'm stressed, I'm going to drink some more. You know, it's and some people shouldn't.
Right.
And so it makes them
sure.
less able to manage what they need to do.
Right. And I think all the unknowns, too, that have been
absolutely.
Gone along with this
yes.
is that normally, at least we think, we're in fairly control of our destinies
right.
and lives, right? At least there's things we can control mm-hmm. in our lives. But this last year, I think there's been a lot that
there
we have not
no
been
control.
Able to control. Yeah. And
right.
every day it was something new.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can understand where folks went.
Anxiety shot up.
Yeah.
Depression shot up. Unfortunately, suicide is on the increase.
Right.
Because people just don't know what to do. They lack the coping skills.
And it does not discriminate. It's
no.
old, young, rich, poor.
Across
doesn't matter.
The spectrum. Everybody. Everybody.
And
yes.
so again, so, and we want to plug the county's new mental wellness resource center.
Absolutely.
Which opened over this past
yes.
year.
It's located at 814 West Maple across the street from San Juan Regional's emergency department.
Right there by the hospital.
Yes. Very convenient.
And so that has seen a lot of activity, I would say,
a lot
since
of
it opened.
Yes. We've opened up. We opened up in November quietly because
mm-hmm.
of everything else that was going on. But we do have an increase in traffic. People walk in. They can call to make an appointment. They can email us on the
sure.
internet, and we can help them make those connections that they need to have.
And that's been, a really great resource. It's in the
mm-hmm.
name
yes.
for residents because mm-hmm. people can. It's kind of a one-stop shop. They can call you and then be referred to
yeah.
these other entities
yeah.
in the community
right.
that offer these programs for them.
We don't refer, but we do create connections.
I see.
You know, we can help them fill out the paperwork, the application process. We can help them just pick up the phone and make an appointment
right.
to wherever they choose to go to. We keep close contact with all the providers to make sure we understand what their hours are. Do they do telemed, telehealth, things like that, you know, if they've changed locations, where are they at, so we can let our consumers know where they need to go. We help them make appointments, we help them get connected, and
gotcha.
And it's up to the consumer to decide where they want to go.
Well, they hold the power, I guess, in
they
that
do.
Decision.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
But you give them all the options, I guess.
We give them the information, the options.
Of
yes.
what's available in the community. Mm-hmm. So, again, kudos to San Juan County and you
mm-hmm.
for putting this together, because this was one of your big projects, right?
It
when
is.
You came
it
on
is.
Board to get this, the doors
I came
open.
On board to do this, yes.
Yeah. And yes. so it's up and running, and so congrats. And now it leads us to the topic of our conversation this morning, working with mm-hmm. Lisa Gomez about this new Health and Human Services Department to talk about not just behavioral and mental health, but also physical health.
Physical health, yes.
And, so, and of course, the county, and we know there's a lot of promotion about our outdoor recreation mm-hmm. facilities and our trails and lakes and all these things that we can do to get out and be active. And it seems like that the focus is to maybe remind residents that we can use these things too, and we
yes.
can get out there and walk mm-hmm. around or take our bikes out and enjoy some of these things we're trying to get tourists to come and enjoy.
Right, absolutely. We have a lot of resources here. And so she's looking at collaborating with San Juan Regional Medical Center, with San Juan College, all the other entities in the area that, that focus on health, and create programs or create more programs or collaborate more closely with them in their ongoing programs. Not reinvent the wheel, but more collaboration within the county of all these entities, and figure out what else do people need? What else do we need to bring to the citizens of San Juan County to help them increase their health and their well-being?
Sure.
We know that there's a high incidence of diabetes and a lot of other things, so we're looking at, you know, some things we can correct, some things we can't correct, but, you know, diet and exercise, bringing in better options for food. You know, we're looking at more farming options, more truck farms, more. I know San Juan College has got a great program starting up, too, so we really want to support them.
Right, the Food Hub, which is here.
But, yes.
And working with other local farmers and regional farmers to create that network, if you will, of locally grown food.
Healthy, locally grown food that's easily accessible to all the residents of San Juan County. It's very important.
And that's a key, I think, all the residents of San Juan County, because we sometimes forget just how big our county is.
Very big.
And so when we talk about getting out and exercising and trails and things like that, some communities, quite frankly, have maybe better, more developed resources than others. When you take a look at the county view, there may be some gaps. And is that something that this department will be looking at too?
Lisa will be working on that as well, alleviating all the gaps, connecting all the dots to make sure everybody has equal access to all health care and all health resources.
Got you. And so we might see some county biking trails and hiking trails.
Wouldn't that be lovely?
Things like that in the future. Obviously, if there's funding to pay for it, but
gotta find it. But yes, Lisa will find it.
I bet she will.
She will.
I bet she.
She's very determined.
I bet she will indeed. Yes. But this is a new focus from county government, right? And so, is this something that's been coming around in other counties across New Mexico and other counties across the country?
That would be a really good question for Lisa. I don't know. I'm hoping that more counties are woke, and that they're understanding the strong connections. That, you know, if you want to have a healthy county, you got to have healthy citizens. And I know Lisa recognizes that.
Sure.
And so I don't know where her inspiration came from. I don't know. I just know she's very driven and very focused on collaborating and creating some projects and making San Juan County the healthiest place to live.
Right. Well, she's gotten support from the county manager, you said. And so that's a good person to have on your side.
Mike Stark is 100% involved. Yes.
Right. And so, and we talked about this before we came on the air this morning, that this is a lot of these efforts are preventative in regards to costs and things like that. The county sees a lot of costs in health care for some of our citizens who are maybe ill or have these kind of progressive problems or things like that. And so being active earlier in life and staying active later in life can be a good thing to cut down on some of these health care costs that the county has to do. Right.
And, you know, young childhood and on through the whole entire lifespan, we have to figure out how to be active, how to be healthy, how to eat right, you know, how to have access to good quality food instead of junk.
Sure.
Yes.
And we see a lot of that, unfortunately, all over not just San Juan County. We don't have
a monopoly
on that. We have it all
worldwide.
Over the country and world. You're right. Mm-hmm. And so by doing this and having some of these programs available for everybody in the county, and again, being able to maybe look at areas in the county where this is lacking, maybe more either focus can be put on it, if there's more money to kind of put towards this to maybe help these other areas develop their own resources, trails, food systems, whatever. This is kind of what
Lisa's
going to be doing.
That's what she'll work on. Yes. Like we said, this program is brand new, or this department is brand new. It's still under development. Mm-hmm. Lisa works very closely with me, and so she's understanding what the Mental Wellness Resource Center and the Behavioral Health Services Department does as well. So she's learning her job, she's learning my job, and creating it along the way. And so it's a big, big project, but she can do it.
She can do it. That's true.
If anybody can, Lisa can.
And I want to make sure we explain to the audiences that this is a new county department, it's really pulling people from existing county departments.
Yes.
It's really nothing that's additional.
Right.
Does that make sense? It's kind of just using the resources the county already has in a different way.
Yes, Lisa's the manager of the HCAP program, which is the healthcare, I can't think of what the other two letters are, but it helps with...
Assistance program.
Yes, that's it.
There you go.
And it helps people pay for medical bills and things. So she's worked with the state to make the program simpler, easier to access, less paperwork, less work all the way around. So now she's got the time to build another project.
Gotcha.
And so she'll be managing that, but she'll also be building this project too.
Understood. So. But she and you are already employees of San Juan County.
Oh, yes,
so it's not
yes.
like there's a hiring spree or anything like that.
Right. No. Yeah. Everything is my entire program is grant funded. And Lisa's program, I'm not sure how it's funded. I can't speak for her.
Mm-hmm.
But she's been an employee of the county, I think, forever since the county started.
She's not that old. She is not that old.
No,
she's been there a very long time.
Very long time, yes.
And certainly we've had conversations on this program about her work with when it was called the old Indigent Fund.
Yes.
And this new fund that you're talking about. And I think also part of this goes back to the Affordable Care Act. And so there are many more county residents who are eligible for health care under this new federal Affordable Care Act. And so not as many are coming to the county and Lisa's program for help there, which gives her time to work on this.
Yes, her department is streamlined now, so she's able to take on more and create a new department.
Right, which is
a new
great.
Focus, yes.
Exactly.
Which it goes in lockstep with the HCAP program, focusing on health. And when we go up front and do preventative activities and things, it's going to lower the cost of our health care ultimately.
Right.
So if we're healthier, we don't have to pay for all the health cost.
Exactly. And we've seen a lot of that over the years when talking about the other programs that Presbyterian Medical Services has been involved with and some of these to try to get help at the beginning of a concern rather than treating folks on and on and on and maybe never breaking that cycle. And so I think this is kind of on the same lines, although
it is.
We don't always think about just not being physically active as a cycle, but it kind of is. You know, if you're just laying around the house and you don't do anything to break that.
It needs to be a way of life.
Yeah.
Yes.
And to get it out there. And as you mentioned, forever, from youth to senior citizens. So that's what we're talking about this morning. For your program, as you and Lisa work towards this, is there a time frame to maybe get some more things up and running? Is that more of a Lisa question?
Well, right now we're focusing pretty heavily on the Mental Wellness Resource Center and making sure all the needs of the county are met. You know, like you said, there's been an increase, a big increase in people seeking services. So she's helping me, you know, do that and solidify our program and make sure we're connected with everybody. And, you know, when you start a brand new program, you learn a lot along the way. And
right.
So we're still learning a lot. And with Lisa's expertise, we're doing really well. But there's so much more to do. But the reason I really like the Lisa's program, the Health and Human Services program coming in with the Behavioral Health Department, is that it's going to normalize the need for mental health. You know, you go to the doctor because you don't feel good. You're going to go to your counselor because you're not thinking like you want to think. You know, you're having stumbling blocks in your reasoning, your thinking, your processing. You're depressed, you're anxious, you're just not feeling like you want to feel. So why can't it be normal? It needs to be normalized. You know, we need to bring it to the level where everybody desires mental wellness and everybody's entitled to it, just like everybody's entitled to a well person checkup. Or if they're feeling low, they need to go see their doctor and figure out something's out of whack. We need to, you know, get you back lined up.
Right.
So it's normalizing all the care across the human spectrum.
Interesting, because we don't always think about, I think, that when we go for our annual checkups and, you know, that's our physical health.
Yeah.
But we don't think about having there isn't really an annual mental
there's not.
Health checkup, and maybe there should be.
Very often we don't until everything falls apart around us. And then we have to pick up the pieces. We have to work even harder. So if we can do it on a regular basis and just check in with ourselves and go, oh, yeah, I can take care of that. Or, oh, I didn't know I was doing that. Yeah.
You know? Right. Which is often hard for folks to realize about themselves, for sure.
Absolutely.
Maybe
yes.
a friend or family member could notice it easier than you could.
They do, yeah. And we don't want to hear that. You know, we just want to motor on and because we don't want to go there. That's
well, there's still
scary.
A stigma, isn't there?
There is.
When we talk about
stigma.
Mental health, unfortunately, and it really shouldn't be that way because a lot of folks, I think folks would be surprised to learn how many folks reach out to get help when they need it.
The brain is just another organ of the body that sometimes needs help, needs support, like your kidney does, like your liver does, like your eyes do. We get regular eye checkups. Why don't we get regular brain checkups? I don't know.
Right.
You know, we're afraid to go there, I'm afraid, I guess.
Sure.
I don't know.
But we shouldn't be.
No, we shouldn't.
And
we
that's what you're talking about.
Right.
And that this department in San Juan County may help to make that more acceptable for folks to understand that it's just mm-hmm. like,
it's just
getting,
like
going to your doctor.
Yeah, twisting an ankle, you need to go to the doctor and get that taken care of.
Right.
Your thinking's not really on task right now. Let's go check it out and see what's going on. What else is going on with you that's getting in your way?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so by having these two together, the hope is to be able to then promote this more to county residents about mm-hmm. making sure that they are healthy in all the ways
yourself,
they can be.
Take care of yourself, take care of your brain, take care of your body. Do what you need to live the very best life that you want.
Terrific. Well, it sounds like a great idea, and we're excited to see it happening here in San Juan County. It is, again, the new San Juan County Department of Health and Human Services.
Right.
You are working with that. Lisa Gomez is working with that.
Lisa Gomez is spearheading the whole thing.
And we will be hearing more about it, I'm
yes.
sure, in the weeks to come.
Mm-hmm.
So we're excited about it. Great. Sue, thanks for coming in to share that with us.
Thank you. I appreciate being here.
Always great to
Good
visit with you.
You
too. Thank you. That's Sue Hodgman, my guest this morning from San Juan County here on KSJE. I'll be back with more in just a moment, everybody. The time right now is 8:31. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.